Welcome back to Double M Live, episode 118, Friendsgiving edition.
Friendsgiving edition, Marv.
Wow, you guys can't see it right now. We got some beautiful, beautiful people in the building. Can y'all just make some noise real quick so the camera? Just so y'all know, we ain't bullshitting. We got some beautiful people in the building. Mike, bro, how you feeling, dog?
Yo, when I look around this room right now, I'm grateful and thankful, first and foremost, for the food. Whoever cooked, whoever yes. brought some snacks, food, cooked, like you in the kitchen doing, I appreciate you. I'm thankful for you. I think we're all thankful for you because I see everybody got a plate. Everybody's eating.
There's some to-go plates being made right. Everyone's scurrying
like,
in the back.
Like things is over. Like, we about to leave, but I get you. If I was at a party, too, I know how it goes. But I'm honestly grateful and thankful for everybody being here, everybody out here showing support. We are doing this for Double M, you know, episode 118, like my brother Marv just said, but there's a bigger reason why we're here today, Marv. There's bigger reason, and we definitely going to talk about that for sure, but it's Double M. This is another episode, 118, and we here, Double M.
If this is your first time at a Double M episode live, this is what this show's about. Mike and I talk, but it's not really about Mike and I talking. We love to hear interaction with the crowd, audience, what your guys' thoughts is. That's what makes Double M so special. But before we even get through all of that, earlier we did like Double M trivia, and our brother Jamal gave us a toast.
Yeah.
Spoke about how we started this back in 2012 as Double M Sports. You know, eventually, as we got older, we wanted to branch out. In 2018, we created Double M. 2018-19, we created Double M Media. And here we are. This is our third live event. Third or fourth live event now. And this is a more intimate section. But it's not only Mike Nice and I that are part of Double M. We've honestly grown our family, and we want to introduce you guys to some special, special people. So first up, can we get our new social media manager on the squad? Tex is in the building.
Give it up for Tex, y'all. Give it up for Tex.
Alongside Tex, we got a pioneer. She started with us a year ago back. Now she does all of our drinking content. She is hilarious. Our YouTube content.
She's a little shy, but we ain't feeling that.
She's not shy.
This is her event.
She's fake shy. She's one of our MCs as well. Can we make some noise for Kiki? And then most of y'all know this man, the hostess with the mostest. He is our executive producer, our big brother. Can we make some noise for Cool Sam?
Cool Sam! Come on up, bruv.
Now, Cool Sam, don't go nowhere, brother. Maybe a couple months ago, we had an idea of doing another live event. And we realized that, you know, if we're going to do a live event, that it'd probably be around November. So, you know, the thought of, well, November, live event, food, that just makes sense. Sam honestly took that idea and brought it to another level, and we just want you to speak on that.
All right. Thank you. So, once again, for anybody who don't know me, I'm the coolest Sam in the world, executive producer of Double M. Like Marv said, we were having a meeting, and we really wanted to do another live show, but we wanted it to be meaningful. We're in a season of Thanksgiving right now, and we want to give back to the community. Now, there's a lot of Bridgewater people in here, a lot of MIB people in here. If anyone remembers, we had a really good partnership with Father Bill's Mainspring in Brockton. We used to go out there, bring food out there, serve the people that would be in need, and we want to continue that partnership. So I reached out to Father Bill's, asked them what they needed. They sent us over a list of stuff they're in dire need of. And as you can look to my right, you guys showed
and
out.
To your left, bro, come on now.
I wasn't done. I was right, some right on the right and some on the left. I was going to go both sides. But there's so much stuff here that y'all decided to spend y'all hard-earned money on. I'm a religious man. Well, I'm a heathen too, but I like to think I'm a religious man. And Everyone knows the best thing you could do with a blessing is to share it with others. So we just want to thank you all for not only being in the spirit of giving to others, but for choosing to spend your time and your energy with Double M so that this holiday season could be special for other people. So continue to follow Double M. There's going to be more opportunities to give back to the community because Double M is nothing without the community.
Well said, bro. Well said, brother. Well said.
Yeah, so I mean, as you are from Sam, this is not going to be the last time we have an event like this. It's not going to be the last time we gather the masses to not only be a part of Double M, but there will be other times we get back to the community. Today was a great way to get our foot out there and put the right foot forward in terms of doing things like this. You know, we had a conversation about what's the best way to give back? How can we give back to the community? And, you know, through our meeting that we had, like, you know, Marv same said, we came up with this opportunity to do a little Friendsgiving event, not only doing that, but and eating good food, but obviously, as you can see, gather things to give back to the community. But we in the month of November.
Right.
And in what, 2 weeks? Big holiday, Thanksgiving. And when people think about Thanksgiving, you know, there's various thoughts that come up with a Thanksgiving. And I ain't gonna get into what Thanksgiving is about, if you know what I mean.
The politics.
The politics behind Thanksgiving. But I think for the most part, if you really look at the holiday Thanksgiving, in this day and age, a lot of people, especially our people, we look at Thanksgiving and say, what are we thankful for? You know, forget the pilgrims and all of that. Let's talk about what we're thankful for, because in my mind, that's what Thanksgiving is about. You know, it's a holiday to give extra thanks towards family, friends, loved ones, things you've been blessed with. And that's something that we definitely want to highlight on Double M, just giving thanks and being thankful for things you've been blessed with, things that have been put in your life that you're able to have and you're able to use. And like, for a light example, Double M, Marv and I, Tex, Sam, Kiki, we have a platform where we're able to do multiple things, share multiple different types of content. Like we started out as a big sports platform. We wanted to talk about Celtics and Patriots and Red Sox and things happening.
We did not want to talk about Red Sox. I don't know why.
I wanted to talk about Red Sox. Marv don't know about the baseball too much, but I do a little baseball talk. But we was a big sports podcast, and then, you know, we want to branch out and not only let sports be what dominates what we talk about, but, you know, we say we're into sports, media, entertainment, music, the culture. Like, we want to talk about all of that. So something that I think I'm thankful for, I could speak on behalf of Marv, we're thankful for the Dublin family, is that we have this platform that we're able to express our thoughts, feelings, and opinions on different things that are happening in the world, in our community, in our culture. And not only do we have that platform to do it, but like we said, and one thing that's huge for Double M, we want to give a space for maybe, I mean, not everybody in here has a podcast or, you know, not everybody has a platform like that. But we want to make Double M a space where any and everybody can come and speak their mind, share their thoughts, feelings, and opinions on, you know, different topics, different things that are going on in the world. So I'm thankful and grateful that we have this platform to do that. And that's one thing that Double M is really about. Excuse me. But while we do have this platform, we want to open it up to everybody in this room who maybe want to come up and I can't even talk and share something that they're thankful for, something that they've been blessed with. Whatever you feel like has been put in your life that has been a blessing that you can sit back and think about and say, I'm thankful that I have this opportunity. I'm thankful that I have this occupation. I'm thankful that I have this, whatever it is. You know, we're here recording. Marv and I are doing a lot of talking, but That's not what Double M's about. We want to hear from the people, because that's the big part of Double M. So if you have something you're thankful for and you want to share that you maybe do, maybe, like I said, it's your occupation, maybe it's not your occupation, maybe something you do for community service, whatever it is, we want to hear from you. And please feel free. Don't be shy. Do not be shy. We got Kiki who's shy, and she worked for us, man. I don't mean to put you on the spot. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't want anybody to be
come,
shy.
Let's go, Ari. Let's get it, Ari. All right,
Ari.
Let's make some noise for Ari.
Hey, happy birthday, Ari.
Hey.
Ari's birthday just passed.
Happy birthday.
Okay.
Hold on.
Wow, that's so sweet.
I love you. Hey, that's a microphone. Just hold up. That's for you. Let the people know what you're thankful. I got you.
All right. Hi, guys. My name is Ari, for whoever doesn't know me. I am a Bridgewater alumni, and I am thankful to have met these two people, along with everybody else that I've known in this room, due to Bridgewater. We've known each other about, like, 10 years. It's amazing. I know it's been that freaking long, right? But today, I'm going to speak about two things that I'm very thankful for. The first thing is to my daughter. She is 2 months old this week. I am 27, and I would never have thought that I would have a child at this age. I thought I would just, like, you know, run up my 20s, and then maybe in my 30s I'd have a child. But, you know, God has planned for every one of us, and I am heavy on the belief that God had this plan for my daughter to be here, to change me and make me the woman that I am and that I will become in the future for her. So I love my girl. And then my second thing that people don't talk about a lot, and the reason I'm bringing this up is because in Brockton, there has been a lot of death, heavy, this month especially, with people dying, and I think I'm very thankful for my life. Life is so short, so the older that I get, the more that I realize it's like we don't have time, or we don't know when our time is up. So I wake up every single day, and I'm so blessed that I'm able to be here on Earth and breathe in and healthy, and just able to just, you know, have another day and a chance of living. So those are the two things that I'm grateful for.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ari. I'm glad you mentioned that, Ari, and come get your phone. I feel like, you know, you mentioned Brockton. Who else from here is from Brockton? So there's a good amount of you guys, and you know, not just in Brockton, but I feel like this past month or so.
Boston, too.
It's Boston's been hot.
Boston's been on fire.
It's a lot of craziness that's been going on. And, you know, a lot of it out of our control. And sometimes we do feel helpless when we start seeing these things. And I've even had conversations with people where it's at a point starting to feel numb. Like, we're getting all of these news, and it's starting to really feel numb to it, and it sucks. We should really be grieving and feeling for these situations, but every other day we're getting these type of news, and I just want to say, like, jumping off of Ari, I'm very thankful for this community. I'm very thankful for life, that we can, you know, come together and really just have each other's backs and understand that everyone here, like, yo, I love you guys, and I just want you guys to know that, because, you know, you just never know. You really never know when it'll be gone. And something that's been really weighing on me, you know, is just all these deaths, it questions your mortality. Like, how long will I really be here for? And I at 29, I shouldn't be thinking that. You know what I'm saying? You look at a guy like Takeoff, he didn't even live his life yet. He hasn't had fatherhood and gone to see other things and got married. And this is just one example of many of just things that, you know, really gets you thinking about your own life and your own mortality and what it means. So, you know, really when it's all cliches about, you know, treat every day like your last and really go out there. But even if you don't go about doing that, make sure the people that are around you, that you let them know that you love them. Like, that's that little thing, that little gesture right there. If everyone, I like what y'all just did, if everyone can just go around this room right now and just tell the person that's next to you, left of you, right of you, that you love them and that you appreciate them.
Even if you just got to dap somebody up,
yeah.
Let them know, like.
That's dope. That's really dope. What's your name?
Nick.
Nick, nice to meet you.
I literally just moved in yesterday.
Wow.
So thankful that you guys are here and I'm able to meet people.
Word. Appreciate it, bro.
Appreciate it, Nick.
Success for you guys.
Appreciate it, bro. Thank you.
Thank you.
This episode of Double M is brought to you by BetOnline.ag. Basketball is back, and BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. And as your continued source for all sports wagering information, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, live scores, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports and events. Bet NFL, NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, and even golf. Head to BetOnline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use promo code CLNS50 to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts.
I think that's important. In our community, especially, we don't express love. Sometimes for some of us, it wasn't taught to us how to love, especially men. Like, yo, I'm grateful to the group of guys that I rock with, yo. I can really tell them dudes I love them, and it's smooth. Like, we just don't know how to show love. And so it's really important that, you know, everyone feels that appreciation. So, Ari, thank you for, you know, coming up and bringing that up. Who else wants to let us know what they are thankful for?
Floor's open. Like I said, please don't feel shy. We a family in here.
If I see someone volunteering someone, I might pick them up.
Come
there
on
we
up.
Go,
come
Jay Smooth.
Come on up.
It goes to Jay Smooth.
It's a mic.
Y'all live on?
No. You good right there. I think she's good. She's good, Mello, right?
Am I good? I can hunch. That's good. Why? No, they're not good. So I'll say grateful for Bridgewater because I met so many of you all there. So that's number one. I'm also on the board of directors for the Alumni Association, so I'll be tapping all of you who are Bridgewater alums to be re-engaged with the school. So that's number one. And then two, my sorority. I'm part of a sorority, Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority Incorporated, celebrating 100 years of greater service, greater progress this year. This weekend, we've been celebrating all weekend. So that's what I'm grateful
cheer
for.
There's a cheer for you to your left.
I don't need no chair. I'm good right here. Okay, you're going to give me a hold. Don't give me a chair. I might stay up here with them. So those are two things that I'm grateful for. Just Bridgewater and, like, service. And I love that you all did this community service thing. It was really great.
Thank you,
Jay. See, I didn't need a whole chair. But I might get comfortable. So, no, somebody else wants to see what they're thankful for.
Let's get another one.
Appreciate you.
Thank you
so much. Come on up.
Y'all gave me a chair. I'm going to have to be up. Well, now you can sit in the chair. There you go.
Come on up. That's your microphone right there.
Hi, friends.
How you doing?
I love you guys so much. Hold on. For some reason, I'm feeling mad emotional, and I don't like it.
Hey, it's an open space. Where Kwame at? Kwame, it's an open space, right? Safe space.
Like, when y'all was talking about Brockton and stuff, I don't know why I was like, damn, I want to cry. But I just want to say, currently, I guess, like, up until this point, I'm grateful for my mental health. Because thankfully, it's intact. You never know what could happen at any point. And I just want everybody in this room to know, hey.
Who that?
That's Chris. I just want everyone in this room to know that. Obviously, you are here because you are loved by somebody. And rest in peace, Jonathan, my boy, recently committed suicide. And you would have thought he was one of the happiest people. If you knew him, you knew him. He was part of the Only the Motivated clothing line, all that. And it's super weird. And whew, but I'm just grateful for my mental health because those thoughts, you know, have never crossed my mind. Hope at any point in my life it does not, and I hope at any point if it does cross any of your minds that you do reach out to somebody, talk to somebody, like, you're here for a reason. You never know when your last day is going to be, like y'all were saying, and I hope I grow old with all you guys. And I love you. I literally, even if I don't know you, I love you. Like, for real.
Hey, before we add anybody else up to the chair, the hot seat, I see your hand. I'm sorry. Give me 1 second. It's Double M, right?
I believe so.
Marv, you know what it is.
I believe so.
Can everybody raise their glass one time? Yes. If you have something in your cup, water, juice, tequila, wine, whatever it is, I want everybody to cheers real quick because while maybe the camera can't see everything that Marv and I see, it's a beautiful scene right now. There's a lot of lovely people in this place. And I want to toast to everybody in here. Cheers to all y'all being here.
Yeah, for real. Cheers.
Hey, whatever tag, whatever content you take, please just tag Double M. But the seat is still open. We want to hear about more people being thankful. We're going to take definitely a couple more for sure. Come on up.
We got Kimmy.
Come on up, Kimmy.
Aisha's next. Aisha, you want, what they say, Mike, on back?
Hold on.
You want back.
We seen the hand first. I'm a teacher. I'm sorry. I got to take turns. You're next, I promise you.
Kimmy.
Hi, everyone. Hi. Wow. This is beautiful. And you guys were able to gather everybody here. This is wonderful. I'm thankful for being a full-time employee after a few years of not being employed. I am the programs coordinator for the community center in my town. So I collab with all the departments in town. I get to meet people of all ages. I make programming from pre-K up until elderly. So I'm in charge of all of that, and that's just a big step from where I was a few years ago. I'm just grateful that I'm able to be in this position, able to live through that, and yeah, that I'm here now. So yeah, that's what I'm grateful for.
Thank you so much.
This is important because you never know what your story can do for others. And what your story, like everyone has a story. Everyone is truly inspirational. So this is so dope that you guys are willing to share this because you never know who you could reach with what you're saying. Next, we got Aisha.
Aisha. They don't know about that song.
They don't.
That's by ABC.
Okay, so just to start off, I'm really shy. I might stutter. I might cry. I'm everywhere today.
It's an open space. Where's Kwame at? It's an open space. Kwame. Safe space. My fault. Kwame know what I'm talking about. It's safe, Kwame, right? Yeah.
Safe space.
Appreciate you.
So I truly believe that you meet people for a reason. And I think I met them when I was like 10. It's that. You guys won't understand. But I've known them for about 10 years, and I truly, truly appreciate the relationship that I was able to build with these guys because I have a lot of different group of friends. I mean, like, the ratchet ones, the religious ones.
Who are the ratchet ones?
Not you guys.
They're not here. Are the ratchet ones here? Dang. She claimed it.
No, but really... That's the religious. No, but I have a social work background. I work at a domestic violence shelter, so this, like, means so much to me. Like, I'm going to go back to my shelter like, yo, my friends did that. Like, that's dope. So that's what I'm thankful for.
Appreciate you, Aisha. Thank you so much. Woo!
Wow. Shima!
You definitely can take a couple more.
Yeah, T. It's my girl right here. Make some noise
right here,
T.
Right here. We love you. I ain't just speaking in a minute. Okay, I'm good. I'll say I'm thankful for just friendship in general and my family. It sounds very basic, but like as a young woman, 27, we get so wrapped up in like romantic love. that we don't think about the love that our friends and our families give us. And I was in that little dump when I was like, wait a minute. I got dope friends. I got a family who spoils the hell out of me. I got friends who also spoil me with love, gifts, and just general appreciation. And I had to remind myself and re-tap into that. And I also had to just let myself know that, like, there's so much different kinds of loves that you can get from your friends and your family and the people that love you. And it's important to not focus on the people who don't love you the way that you want and the way that you want. So in conclusion, my thesis is that I am thankful for the friendship love, the brotherly love that I get from y'all, that I get from everybody here, the sisterly love that I get from my girls, and my family love that I'm eternally grateful for. And that's it.
Shout out to T. That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Love. You got a song?
No, we can take like one or two more.
Yeah, maybe a couple more. We'll do a couple.
That was beautiful, T. That was beautiful.
What up, V?
Hey, shout out to Marcus. All right, passing the mic. Let them know what you're thankful for, bro.
I was going to duck out, but I got called out. I appreciate it. First off, you know what, man? I want to give y'all two of y'all flowers. Straight up.
It's not about me, man.
No, but it is. No, because y'all brought us to the space to talk common stuff, the common stuff, so I want to give you y'all flowers, first and foremost. Secondly, I'm thankful for my health. You know, I think with the day-to-day grind and everything and how this work thing is set up, you know, you tend to lose. It's a conspiracy, am I think? It's a conspiracy. But you tend to lose sight of yourself and getting yourself together. So, you know, I'm thankful for my health. And, you know, a bunch of healthy, good-looking people in here as well. I'm thankful for that as well.
Smart guy there.
So, easy, you saw that? thankful for my health. And also, you know, I personally do have a fitness business. So if people do need help, you know, improving themselves in their health, please look us up, ATP Every Day. I have a small portfolio on there. Definitely can help you out. So just let us out, reach out to us. And again, thank you to you too.
Appreciate you, God.
We can get two more people.
There's a lot of people in this crowd. We want two more. Let's go, V. Come.
Let's get it for V.
I've been waiting for the sermon. Yeah.
Can we make some noise for V?
Give it up one time. Woo! Yeah.
Styling.
I just want to let y'all know, like, you know, I believe in God, but I be sinning every day. So when y'all see me sinning, don't think, like, I'm perfect, because I'm not. But I want to say something that hopefully doesn't offend certain people in here, but I'm really thankful that I'm black. Like, I'm really thankful that, you know, like, we're literally like a dying breed. Sorry, I don't mean to get too preachy,
go ahead,
but
preach, sister.
We're like a dying breed, preach, and there's a reason why we're a dying breed. I'm getting all emotional.
It's okay, deacon.
Because we're like supreme gods, and like, we go through so much, and we take what we go through for granted, but it's like, things happen to you because it's you. And sometimes when things happen, we're like, why the fuck am I going through this? Like, why is this happening? And we forget, like, yo, you're the shit. Like, you were here from the beginning, and you'll be here until the end. So I'm very thankful that I'm black. And then another thing that I'm thankful for would have to be, and this is going to sound so ghetto, but it's true, would have to be for Snap. One of my friends...
Snapchat.
Oh. One of my friends, we were at his service, and I forgot that I had videos, like, that I had recorded videos of him, and Lily and I were talking about, like, yo, like, Snap is so lit. You can record a moment and save that moment for the rest of your life. So, very thankful for that. And thank you to y'all.
Thank you.
Beautiful. We could get one more.
One more person.
Kiki,
did
you have your hand up?
To bless us.
We got Doubles M's very own. Kiki.
Kiki, the drink's flowing?
No. Don't do me. I only do that on Thursdays.
It's a Sunday.
It's the Lord's Day. Don't do that.
Yeah, Lord.
So
God is good.
Are you gonna let me talk? My fault. He's excited that I'm up here. That's all it is. I am thankful for my son. Someone else mentioned their child and how their child, I think it was you, ma'am, yes, how your child changed you. I very much feel like my son made a great impact on my life. I had him when I was 28, and he just turned 2 on Tuesday. He's definitely a double M baby, so shout out Josiah. I'm thankful for my mom. I'm thankful for my job. A lot of people see me on the internet and see the wreck and the drinks and stuff like that, but I'm actually a therapist. and I've been a therapist for some years now, so I'm definitely thankful for the fact that I'm able to help people the way that I do, because I was heading nowhere fast, and I'm just grateful that I was able to prove everybody wrong who said that I was never gonna be shit and all that kind of stuff. So, and I'm grateful for y'all for believing in me and pushing me to put myself out there, because I am very shy. I don't like a lot of attention. They be wanting me to go live, and I'm like, absolutely not. I'm going to pre-record it, and then I'll upload it. But y'all definitely, from the time that I got started with Double M, have been pushing me and forcing me to come out of my shell, especially Coach Mike. I be scared of him sometimes, because behind the scenes, Mike is a force to be reckoned with. Marv's the nice one. I will have
That's
y'all know that.
That's crazy.
You're nice, too, but Coach Mike, I be texting Marv, like, I'm scared of him. I don't want to see, you know what I'm saying? But, no, I appreciate y'all. Big Sam, Tex, all of y'all. I'm thankful for all of y'all, and I'm glad that y'all came to celebrate with us. So, thank you. Oh, wait, and my show airs every Thursday on Instagram at 5 o'clock. Thank you.
Yeah. Tell them about your drink.
Oh, I made a punch that Coach Mike is scared of over there. It's a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and I never put my drinks in regular cups, so it isn't a storage bin.
That's okay.
Shout out.
That's that drink if you're trying to go to work tomorrow and talk reckless to your coworkers. Drink that.
Wow, this is beautiful, guys. This is really beautiful. As we are winding down, because the point of this was not for us to be up here and just keep talking. It's just to celebrate one another, celebrate life, and I think that's what we're accomplishing right now. When I envisioned this, I envisioned it to be cool. I envisioned it to be fun, like all of our lives. But this right here is different. This really means something. So Sam, once again, man, yo, thank you, bro. Like this is very special. We're gonna have fun tonight, guys. We're gonna have the music flowing. We got some games that we're gonna play. We're gonna have a good time and celebrate one another. But Mike, nice. How you feeling, bro? About all of this?
I feel like if it wasn't for everybody in this room right now, obviously this event wouldn't be possible. Sam had the vision, and then, you know, as collectively as Double M, we put it all together. But, you know, we sent out the invitation, we invited everybody here. If it wasn't for everybody being in this room right now, this wouldn't be possible. These donations that we're gonna give to Father Bill next Saturday, we're gonna show up with these in our hands, wouldn't be possible without people in this room who donated. So thank you. We want to do big things with Double M. Obviously, we're going to continue to plan and communicate and talk, but we don't want Double M to just be, oh, it's a platform for us to, you know, have a podcast. And we live in these communities. People come up and talk about people who lost their lives in the communities. Brockton is dealing with losses. Boston's dealing with losses. Like, we live in these communities, so we want to be able to give back to these communities as well. But I'm grateful for everybody in here. I'm grateful that we have this opportunity to let people come up and share. Marv and I, we could talk, but we don't want to sit up here and talk the whole time. We want people to come out of their comfort zone sometimes and come up and share their thoughts and feelings and opinions with us, because that's what Double M is all about. So I'm happy for that. Like my brother Marv said, we going to still be here. It's early. I know people got to work. It's Sunday night. But we're going to have a couple more drinks. We're going to have some more food. I noticed.
I don't know if there's any more food. I saw them scraping in the back while
I know there's some desserts that haven't been pulled out yet.
Yes, we got desserts.
There's some desserts that haven't been pulled out yet.
Hey, yo, y'all better have eaten the Alfredo Ziti. I'm just making sure.
I got to see some of it eating my lemon pepper chicken wings, Mom. My lemon pepper chicken wings.
All right, let's wrap it.
Man. But yeah, we want to make sure that while we still have the time here in this lovely space, shout out to our brother Goff. Is Goff still in the building? Shout out to our brother Goff, who let us have this wonderful, beautiful space. We want to make sure everybody just still chills, vibes out. Marv going to put some tunes on. We're going to drink. We're going to have fun. We're going to talk. We're going to laugh. We're going to play games, whatever the case may be. It's Double M. This is what we do. It's my boy, Marv, a.k.a. Mees, DJ Mees. Mr. Grown is Sexy, whatever you want to call him. You've been rocking with us for a while. You know about that, Mr. Grown is Sexy.
Let's do it. Mike want to bring...
I'm just a guy. I'm just Mike, and ain't nothing special.
All right, yo. This is Double M Live, episode 118, Friendsgiving edition. To my left, I got the mechanic.
Who?
I'm DJ Mees. This is Double M to the moon.
Thank you for tuning in to Double M.
Please make sure you like, comment, share, and subscribe all the content that we're bringing at you.
Double M to the moon.